Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for February 15th, 2010. This would be Monday, February 15th, 2010. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber, and again, it's a joy to prepare throughout the morning and now share a perspective from God's Word we call a genuine offer. The scripture text is 2 Corinthians 5, verse 17.
Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has gone, the new has come.
If you're like me, you receive a barrage of offers. Lately, I've been getting a lot of emails from Russian girls that inform me I supposedly met them somewhere. There's an offer to meet them if I click on the link. Well, of course, I don't click on the link, but instead, quickly delete the email.
Well, since Stephen and I, as a matter of accountability, have access to each other's email accounts, we try to make a little humor of the ongoing nuisance these emails bring. This morning I asked Stephen, well, I wonder if Natasha wrote you overnight.
I don't think she did, actually. Well, my elderly aunt stopped using email because of the trashy material she was exposed to. I recall all the way back to my days in New England, the embarrassing materials that came on my saintly secretary's computer through email. Well, these offers come through snail mail, email, print media, over the radio and TV, and billboards, no telling how many ways. They even may come knocking at your door. I wonder if there are real people who fall for this stuff, but since the offers continue and even increase, there must be. P.T. Barnum said, a sucker is born every minute.
Boy, and if that's true, that comes from the 1800s. There's been a lot of suckers born since then. Well, here's an offer that caught our attention. It touted that for the introductory price of only $19.95, it could give you a brand new identity. The deal promises that the, and I quote, best thing about having the new you is that you have perfect credit. You can take a vacation on your newly found credit and never worry about the bills if you don't want to, end quote. Hard. Well, I suppose that enough suckers would respond to this to make this innovative thief a small fortune. There are many who earnestly do want a new identity. It may be in regard to their facial features, body size, age marks, a seat past, or whatever else troubles them and doesn't go away on its own. The products that promise results line the store shelves, fill the airwaves, and cram our junk email folders.
But the scripture promises a genuine offer of a new identity that's been proven valid for over 2,000 years now. Millions can testify to the integrity of this promise as expressed in a daily verse. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has gone, the new has come.
I like the way one commentator puts it, and I quote, the renewed man acts upon new principles, by new rules, with new ends, and in new company. The believer is created anew. His heart is not merely set right, but a new heart is given him. He is the workmanship of God, created in Christ Jesus unto good works. Though the same as a man, he is changed in his character and conduct. These words must and do mean more than an outward reformation. The man who formerly saw no beauty in the Savior that he should desire him, now loves him above all things.
When I committed my life to Christ, I became a new creation. The daily scripture text is one of the very first verses that I ever memorized. The change in my life was both immediate and it's been progressive. Men and women from every nation, tribe, people, and language have accepted this new identity, and many are doing so every day, including today. This promise is freely available to each of you listening to our podcast today. Have you accepted Christ's genuine offer? It's the real deal, and the only one that has immediate, lasting, and best of all, eternal value.
Let's pray together. Father, there is no sin too great that your mercy is not greater. We were born with a sin problem, but you provided the solution for our sin-sick souls through the wondrous sacrifice of your Son, Jesus Christ. We can never be good enough, rich enough, famous enough, Nothing we offer is enough. Anything we have to give is sin-based because of our human condition, and all that Jesus offers is sinless because he is the Lamb without blemish. Only Jesus, the sinless Lamb of God, is enough to pay for our sins. Thank you for your gift of eternal life through Jesus. Amen.
Amen. And thank you for joining us today for our podcast. This is the message we have prepared for Monday, February 15th, 2010. We do have a number of photos up on the site. We can enjoy the snow in our area. In fact, expecting another snowstorm today. I don't think quite as severe as some of the ones we've had the last week, but we're excited about it. We enjoy the snow. Well, I guess maybe we're not. We definitely have some concerns about our roof and all the snow on our roof. But we live in this part of the country, and we typically do get some snow. Not nearly as much as this year, though. Well, we do want to point out we have several resources on the site, as well as the pictures that I referred to. Not any of them related to today's message, but nevertheless, just some pretty snow pictures. We do have several musical resources that you may find to be a blessing available as links to YouTube videos. Well, thanks for joining us. May God encourage you today, and may God help you to recognize that genuine offer that is freely presented to all.